We're going to hear the violin concerto of Margaret Brower, who is head of the composition department and holder of the Vincent K. and Edith Smith Chair in Composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music. She was named a Guggenheim Fellow in 2004. Her music has been programmed by the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at Steinway Hall, Merkin Hall, and Symphony Space, by the Orchestra of St. Luke's and the Cassatt, Cavani, and Audubon String Quartets, among others. In Washington, D.C., Margaret Brower's works have been heard at the Kennedy Center, the Corcoran Gallery, the Phillips Gallery, and the Contemporary Music Forum. Concerto for Violin and Orchestra was inspired by violinist Michi Wianco's virtuosic, fiery playing and beautiful singing sound in all the traditional concertos, according to Brower. And also her interest in other forms of musical expression, gypsy bands, pop folk, trip-hop, found their way into this concerto. The concerto was in three movements, entitled Narrative, Ballad, and Gypsy. Brower says that the first movement inhabits a thoughtful, sometimes brooding atmosphere haunted by underlying feelings of frustration and sadness. Ballad, the second movement, conjures up memories of Brower's visit 2 years ago to the atmospheric Welsh seaside village of Llandudno, sitting in a cozy cafe where a vocalist sang languid ballads. Those memories surfaced when she took on the somewhat intimidating challenge of overlying her compositional style with aspects of Wianco's special interest in these pop folk styles. The result is melodies and harmonies in Brower's own unique style, but with the rhythmic elements of British folk pop infused with the mood of the Llandudno Cafe. The third movement is inspired by gypsy band music. In their fast music, says Brower, they appear to be having so much fun playing with abandon at breakneck speed. Now let's hear it with Michi Wianco, violin, and City Music Cleveland Live, James Gaffigan, conductor.